Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Tainus. We left off on the first wide line of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph at the words Brei Maihi. We had just mentioned that Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras was someone who didn't have Rachmanos, he didn't have any mercy on his own son and his own daughter. And that's why the Gemara had said that Rabbi Yossi Baravin said to Rav Ashi, I couldn't learn by Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras anymore, because a guy that Al Brei Val Barte Lochas, that doesn't even have Rachmanos on his own son and daughter, Al Didi Hechichayis, how could I ever expect him to have Rachmanos on me? So Gemara says, Brei Maihi, what's the story with his son that he didn't have Rachmanos on his son? So the story goes as follows. Yom Echad Avo Agri Le'agiri B'Divra. One day his workers were working out in the field, and he was late to come pay them. He didn't bring them any food. He's normally supposed to feed your workers. So the workers said to his son, Kafinun was hungry. So they happened to have been sitting underneath a fig tree. So Amr, the son said, so the son said a tefillah, said, fig tree, bring out some fruit so that my father's workers can eat. Miraculously, figs came out of the tree, and the workers ate. In the meantime, the father came, Amalu, and he said to the workers, Lo tinkutubuda taichu, da haidin hagna, da mitzvah tarach. And he says, I'm sorry I'm so late. Don't be upset at me. The reason I'm late is because I was busy doing a mitzvah. Vad hashta hu disagai, and it took me this long to do the mitzvah, that's why I'm late. So Amalu, the worker said to him, No, don't worry. Rachmanu the sabech, kiechi da aspa and berech. Hashem should satiate you the same way your son satiated us, meaning your son took care of us already. We're great. Amalu, so he said to them, where did my son get food to feed you with? Amru, hachi v'achi avimaisa. So they described it. It was really amazing. You know, he said this tefillah, and all of a sudden the fig tree started growing beautiful figs, and we ate that. So Amalo, Rabbi Yossi said to his son, Bini, ato etrachtes konchol ha'hutzi tena perasah shalob izmana. You bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have to make figs come out of that tree, and when it wasn't the time that they were supposed to grow, ye asif shalob izmano. You should die at a time that's not the right time. So he didn't have Rachmanus on his own son. He cursed him that he should die at a young age. So Barte Mahiko, that's a story where he didn't have Rachmanus on his son. What's the story where he didn't have Rachmanus on his daughter? Havale Barte Balasyofi, he had a daughter who was gorgeous, who was beautiful. Yomachad Chazil Hugavra. One day Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras saw a guy Dava Karyo Behutza Bekachazile that was knocking down a fence of wood in order to look through a hole. Amr lo, my hai. So he says, what are you looking at? So Amr lo, he says, Rabbi, im lo lokcha lo zachisi lerosa lo eska. He was a peeping Tom, literally, a peeping Tom. He said, if I don't get to marry her, at least I should be able to see her. So he was poking a hole through the fence to see her. So Amr lo, Rabbi Yossi said to his daughter, Biti, komensartu l'vriyasa, you're causing people such agmas nefesh with your beauty. Shuvi lafarech, you should go back to the dirt. Vali kashlu beich b'nei adam, and people shouldn't stumble as a result of you. So you see that that obviously he didn't have such rachmanos on his daughter. So that was Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras' lack of rachmanos on his son and daughter. We'll make that main point number one. Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras didn't have rachmanos on his son and daughter when he cursed his son that he should die young after feeding the workers miraculously, and he cursed his daughter that she should die because people were gazing at her beauty. So now the Gemara tells us a little bit about the greatness of Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukras, that even his chamor, even his donkey, was careful about other people's money. Havilehu chamari, he had a certain donkey, kedahavu agrile, when they rented out, when people rented to do work with it, kol yom l'urta, havu meshadrila agra agabava asil beimara. Every day in the evening, they would send it to the rightful owner with the amount of money that's owed on it. And the donkey would walk to the owner, to its owner's house with the payment on its back. But if they paid a little too little or a little too much, then the donkey wouldn't go because he didn't want any stealing going on. Yomachad inshu zuga, excuse me, desandalala. One time they forgot they left their shoes on the back of the donkey, and the donkey wouldn't move until they took the sandals off of the back of the donkey, and only then did it go. So Gemara tells us other great stories of miracles that happened with rabbis. So Elazar ish birta, when a gabbai tzedakah would see this guy, Elazar ish birta, they would hide from him, because his minig was, he was just so giving, whatever he had, if he had a $100 in his wallet, he gave all $100. He had $1,000, he gave all $1,000. Whatever he had, he just gave everything away. So the Gabbai Tzedakah thought it wasn't right to take all this money from him, so they would always avoid him. One day he went to the market in order to buy a dowry to marry off his daughter, meaning in order to prepare a dowry to marry off his daughter. Chazu Gabbai Tzedakah, and the Gabbai Tzedakah saw him, so they hid from him. So he chased after the Gabbai Tzedakah. He says, "I make you swear. Tell me what mitzvah you're doing right now. What tzedakah are you involved with?" So Amrulei biyasam viyasoma, and the Gabbai Tzedakah said, "Well, we're actually working on achnasas kala. We're trying to marry off an orphan and an orphan boy and an orphan girl." Amrulei havoda shein kodin labiti. He says, "Okay, they'll come before my daughter. Take a shakal koldav bahadei viyavlu." He took everything that he had set aside for his daughter's dowry and he gave it to them for achnasas kala. Pashle chad zuga, but there was still one little thing that they didn't need. So zavon lechiti, he bought with that some wheat. Asik shadi ba'achlava, and he put it into his storage house of wheat. Asay debitu, his wife came, amrle lebarte, and she said to the daughter, "Maya itavucha, what did your father bring as your dowry?" Amrla, kol my diet ba'achlava shadise, whatever he prepared for my dowry, whatever he brought from the shuk for my dowry, he put away in the wheat storage house. She didn't want to say beferish, he brought nothing. He brought a single stalk of wheat. So she said, "Why don't you go check for yourself what he brought for my dowry? It's in the garage." Asya lemiftach above the achlava. So the mother went and she to open up the storage house. Chazas achalba demal yachiti, and the whole thing was full of wheat. It was a miraculous thing that wheat filled the entire storage house. Vekanafka b'tzinor d'dasha v'lo miftach bava mechiti, and there was so much wheat it jammed the door. They couldn't even get the door open. Azla barte lebe medrasha. So his daughter went to the beis medrash. Amrlei bore ma asalacho havcha, and she said, "Abba, look what your beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you." Amrla, so her father said, "Wait, I don't want to get benefit from miracles. Ha'avoda harein hegdish alayich." He says, "I take a shavua that they should be hegdish. Vein lecha behena lekeechem me'aniyei Yisrael. You can only get benefit from them the same way any other ani, any other poor person from Klal Yisrael would get benefit from them." Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, in general in Shas, sometimes we have Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, sometimes Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. They mean the same thing, but they're two different people. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was the grandson, and to distinguish him from his grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who ordered the Mishnayos, we call him Nasiya. But it means Hanasi. Nasiya means Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya gazet ha'nisa. He made a fast day because it didn't rain. Bai rachne v'losa mitren. He davened, but it still didn't rain. Amar kami ikum Yishmuel aramasi liYehuda ben Gamliel. Look at the big difference between Shmuel Anavi and me, Yehuda ben Rabbi Gamliel, Yehuda Nasiya. Because when Shmuel Anavi asked for rain, he was immediately answered, and rain came down at the right time. The pasuk says that in Sefer Shmuel Aleph in Parakid Beis. But when I ask for rain that everybody needs, and I wasn't answered. Aylo l'dor shekei nitka, aylo l'misha also b'yam of kach. Woe unto such a generation that stuck with me as their leader. Chalash daite, and he felt very upset. Va'asa mitra, and once he felt sad and he felt upset, the rain started to come. Next story. Tebei Nasiya gazeta anisa. The house of the Nasi goes there a fast day because it hadn't rained. V'lo dinu l'Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but they didn't let Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that they know that they had been goes there a fast day. L'tzafra odinu. The next morning they let them know. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Halo kabilona lanat meyorto. Should we fast? We didn't. Should we daven like a fast day davening? We didn't accept the fast the previous day." Amalei anabas raihu garinan. He says, "No, we always follow whatever the Nasi does. So since the Nasi goes there tainus, it's as if we were already mekabel the tainus, because it's self-understood that whatever the Nasi says, we always do." Meaning, even though Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish were in their own right very, very, very great people, but still, if the Nasi goes there, they follow whatever the Nasi does. Another story about a fast day that the Bein Nasiya goes there. The Bein Nasiya goes there tainus of v'lo'asa mitra. The house of the Nasi goes there tainus and didn't raid. Tanalu hoshia zi'ira de Mincha Viraya. So Oshia, the youngest of the members of the yeshiva, taught them a brisa. V'haya ime ene eda nas salishkaga, and the ene eda, the zikneha eda, mashal lekala shi beves avir. What's this pasuk talking about? It's like a kala still in her father's house, and people don't really know much about her because she's very private. She's tsanua. She's in her father's house, so she hasn't moved out yet. When you see that her eyes are beautiful, you don't have to check everything else because you know that she's okay. You could see a lot through the eyes. But if her eyes are not so beautiful, then you need to check everything about her. So what's the nimshal? If the ene hadar, if the leaders of the generation sin, then you don't have to check into the pshuteyam, check into everybody, because then everybody you know for sure is bad. So Oshia taught them this brayso, wanted to show them that the beis hanasi are the ene eda, since the rishayim, you don't have to even look at the regular people, and therefore they weren't answering their tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't even look at what anyone else was saying because the leaders were a bunch of rishayim. Once the beis hanasi heard how he was frashmeting their name, he was saying all these bad things about them. Asu avde. So the servants of the Nasi came and they started choking him. They put a cloth around his neck and started choking him. So the people of the city said to the servants of the Nasi, Shafke, leave him alone. He caused us trouble also by saying these things. Because when he says that you're sinners, you don't even have to look at the rest of the generation, they're all sinners. So he's saying that we're sinners as well. Since we see that his kavanos are l'shem shemayim, even though he's saying not nice things about us, but we know that he means well. We know that he's just trying to get us tshuva. He's just trying to get us to do tshuva. So that's why we don't say anything to him and we leave him alone. Satonami shavku, you should leave him alone as well. Don't go so hard on him. Next story. I guess each story could be a main point. I'm just not sure how many main points to make. Rebbe gozer tainis of lo asa mitra. Rebbe was gozer tainis and it didn't rain. Nachas kamei, so he went to be a shliach tzibur. Nachas kamei Ilfa, name of a rabbi, became the Shliach Tzibur. Va'armilon, some say that the rabbi was Rabbi Ilfei, not Ilfa, but Rabbi Ilfei. So Amar, Mashav Ruach V'Nasa Zika. He said, let the wind blow, and immediately as soon as that happened, Nasha Zika, the wind blew. Marta Geshem, as soon as he said the words Marta Geshem, Asa Mitra, it started to rain. Unbelievable, instant response to his tefillah. Amalei Mayavdech, he says, what's your deal? How do you get tefillah sense like that? That's a really cool trick. So Amalei, he said, "The Yarna Bekusta Dechika. I live in a cramped village, which is terribly poor. The less bechamerli kedusha v'avdalta, where we don't even have any wine for kiddush and avdala. Tarach nevasina chamerli kedusha v'avdalta umafik naluhu yedecha v'sayhu. So I make it my business, even though no one could afford anything. I go out of my way to make sure that there's always wine for kiddush and avdala, and then I'm motzi the whole rest of the village in kiddush." Wine in Kiddush and Avdallah. That's my great zechus, and that's why I get answered right away from my tefillos. A friend of mine told me that he wanted to be blessed with a son for a very long time. He had four daughters, I think it was, and he went to Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha, and Rav Chaim said, you should use wine for Avdallah. If you use wine for Avdallah, then it will be a zechus to be blessed with a son. So maybe that comes from this Gemara, that it's dafka and the zechus of being makbid on wine for Kiddush and Avdallah, that it's dafka and such a zechus that his tefillos are immediately answered. Whatever it is that you want to be mispalo for, it's lav dafka for a son, it's for any sort of tefillah. Rav Iklala, who asked for, Rav happened to have come to that place, Gozer Ta'anis of Lo Asa Mitra, and he was Gozer Ta'anis and it didn't rain. Nachs Kamei Shlicha De Tzibura, so certain Chacham davened as a Shlich Tzibur, Amar Mashav Ruach V'Nashav Zika, as soon as, again, same story, as soon as he said Mashav Ruach, the wind started to blow. Amar Marta Geshem, Asa Mitra, as soon as he said Marta Geshem, rain started to come down. Amar Lei, Rav said to that Chacham, Mayavdach, what's your deal? What do you do to be Zochet for this? Amar Lei, Mikri Dardika Ana, he said, I'm a teacher of young children. Umakrinul B'nei K'B'nei Atiri. Listen to this. My zuchus is I don't treat the rich kids any better than I treat the poor kids. I treat them all the same. And anyone who doesn't have the ability to pay me, I just don't take any tuition. I give them tuition assistance. Ve'isli pira de kavri. And I have I have fish that that kosher fish, not like me, not like African cichlids. I have kosher fish that I make my living off of that I eat. for Kalman de Pasha, and any child who doesn't want to learn, Meshachdina le minahu. I bribe him with these fish, and I keep on working on him until he comes and he learns. Meaning, I have a lot of patience with the children. I use all sorts of tricks and all sorts of programs, incentive programs, to get them to learn. Essentially, he's a good first grade Rebbe, a good second grade Rebbe. So, for that itself, he's zocha to have his tefillos answered. Also a powerful story. Rav Nachman gozer tanisa. Rav Nachman was gozer fast. They bar rachmei v'los imitra, and they he davened, it didn't rain. So Amar Rav Nachman said, shaklu l'Nachman, you should take Nachman chavotamin gudul ara, and you should throw him against the wall, from the wall to the ground. Meaning, since you see my tefillos aren't accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need me. Meaning, I am a terrible rabbi. What kind of rabbi davens and doesn't have tefillos answered? And he started getting very sad about this. So when he saw that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Rav Nachman was so sad, va'asamitra, his dejection itself brought about rain. I guess we'll make a main point over here, that when a great tzaddik feels dejected, Hashem answers. And also for a teacher of young children who doesn't favor anybody, and someone who's careful about Kiddush and Avdallah, about wine for Kiddush and Avdallah. So again, Hashem answers. So we have three situations where Hashem answers tefillos. Someone who's careful about wine for Kiddush and Avdallah, teacher of young children who's very fair, and when a great person feels dejected, feels upset. Okay, that's a good main point. Rabba gozer tanisa. Rabba made a fast. They buy rachman. He davened v'lo asamitra, but it didn't rain. Samarle v'Rav Yehuda kava gozer tanisa asamitra. So the student said to him, you know, when Rav Yehuda would daven for rain, it would always rain. How come it doesn't work for you? Amaluhu mayavid. He said, what do you want me to do? I don't know what he did. What his trick was. Imishim tenuye. If what was so great about him was that he knew how to learn mishnayos. We know how to learn Mishnayos better than they used to know how to learn Mishnayos. The Bishnei de Rav Yehuda, in the years of Rav Yehuda, called Tnuye b'Nezikin Hava. They would always learn Seder Nezikin. But Vanan Kamasnin B'Shita Sidrin. We learn all six Siddurim in Mishnayos. Kevamati Rav Yehuda b'Uktzin. Rav Yehuda would get to the Masech called Maseches Uktzin that says, Ha'isha Shekoveshes Yark B'Gdera, that a woman who sticks a vegetable into a pot in order to dry it out for so it could last for a long time. V'amrila, and some say that when he got to the following Mishnah, Zesim Shekvashon Bitarpeyan, that olives that you soak with their leaves, Tahorin, that if Tumah touches the leaves of the vegetable or the leaves of the olives, the vegetables or the olives are themselves a tahor. They're not considered to be connected to the vegetable itself. So he got to that Mishnah. Amar Havayos Rav Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. To explain these Mishnayos is as difficult for me as learning the most complicated discussions in Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Meaning normally Gemara is supposed to be a lot harder than Mishnayos, but he says these Mishnayos are so difficult for me. It's like learning Gemara. We have 13 yeshivas just studying Uktzin that are masters of Maseches Uktzin. So obviously we're better at Mishnayos than he was. And yet somehow when Rav Yehuda would just remove one shoe, immediately would start to rain. Removing one shoe is a sign of that he's starting to daven, to express feelings of or minhagim of mourning by removing a shoe, and it would rain right away. But we're crying out all day and Hashem doesn't listen to us. I don't get it. We learn so much more. We learn so much better. Why doesn't Hashem listen to our tefillos? And he said, and if it's that they used to get answered because they had more ma'isim tovim, if someone sees something that I do that's incorrect, let me know. I don't know what it could be that I'm doing wrong. But what's the problem when you have gedolei ador, where the people in the generation are not good, so then like they were in the generation of Yehuda, so that's why the Gedolei Ador aren't answered. So what Rabbah was saying is, you wonder why in Rav Yehuda, and we'll make this main point, Rabbah explained that in Rav Yehuda's generation, the tefillos were answered not because Rav Yehuda was greater, but because the people were greater. In fact, in Rabbah's generation, they were much greater. But the Rabbah was much greater than Rav Yehuda, but the people themselves were greater. than the people in the generation of Rabbah. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehuda next time. Okay.